A saying goes that women hold up half of the earth. But when it comes to environmental degradation, they often shoulder more of the burden. That's especially true for women of color. A recent conference in Pittsburgh addressed these concerns on the local front and worldwide. The Allegheny Front's Kara Holsoppel reports.
Jackie Patterson is sometimes the only person with her hand up, challenging conventional notions of women of color and environmental issues at conferences and meetings. Patterson's the climate change liaison for the NAACP. She spoke at a recent Pittsburgh conference about reproductive justice and environmental justice for women of color. Patterson sees disturbing links between women's issues, like reproduction, and the global discussion about climate change.
The Global South is actually the least responsible for climate change in terms of their emissions, and it's actually the overconsumption in the rich North that drives climate change, but yet people are using that to say we need people who are in the Global South to have fewer babies.
Patterson says women and communities of color are disproportionately affected by the negative effects of environmental damage. Extreme weather attributed to climate change creates challenges for meeting health care and birthing needs, and violence against women rises during disasters. She says women of color and their families are more likely to live closer to toxic waste sites and have less access to clean air, water, and healthy food. Latasha DeMays of New Voices Pittsburgh, the organizer of the conference, says all that needs to change, and not just by neutralizing the negatives, but, she says, capitalizing on the positives. When green technologies and development opportunities come to the region, Mays wants voices traditionally left out to be part of the conversation.
We're not going to wait around until all the decisions have been made. We're going to be right there in the forefront. But that begins with educating women of color about the issues so that they can be engaged.
Mays says when a pregnant woman's body becomes a toxic environment for her child because of her own toxic environment, that's an environmental injustice. With national support, her group will be working in Pittsburgh, Cleveland, and Philadelphia to push for environmental justice as part of their campaign for reproductive rights for women of color. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Kara Holsoppel.